And there can start to be a trust and a flow and an ease in your life. And you can start to manifest from a place of receptivity versus manifesting from like a hustle energy. And also, I would say like the main thing that happens is you just feel so much more bliss and joy and pleasure. This is why I got into this work in the first place was I had done a lot of nervous system regulation work and trauma healing and all of that, but I was like, I want deeper pleasure. I want eroticism. I want ecstatic joy. And I couldn't achieve that without moving into my feminine. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Here we are today with part three of our relationship series. If you haven't listened to part one and part two, be sure to check those out. Although I do think today's a little bit of a standalone episode, so you probably can dive on in without listening to those, but you can find links to those and related episodes in the show notes below after you take a listen. I'm very excited to share this aspect of relationship talk today. This is something that I've been diving deep, deep, deep into for the last several years, and it has drastically improved my life, changed my life in so many ways. I said this in the podcast episode, but this is the thing that I kind of prioritized the least in my life. But then once I started prioritizing it, it's the thing that made the biggest shift in my life. So if you have a desire to go deeper into your feminine, especially after listening to this episode, be sure to get your name on the waiting list for my course, Finding Feminine Flow. You can find that link in the show notes. You can check out all of my courses at thetransformationschool.com and be sure to sign up for the magic dose that is in the show notes as well. If you enjoy this episode, give me a 5 stars wherever you listen. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Without further ado, enjoy the episode.
On the last podcast, I brought up femininity and masculinity and my lack of femininity. So I wanted to get into that today. And I know that you are extremely knowledgeable about everything having to do with those topics. So I thought you could help. I guess I should preface with I was brought up to be a very independent, strong female who doesn't need to rely on a man, like a lot of us were who were brought up in the 80s and 90s. But I always thought of myself as a girly girl. I always was perceived as ultra feminine. But since entering adulthood, I have really cut off my connection to my inner feminine. But I need that connection. And I'm really struggling with how to do that.
For the listeners that don't know, I do teach this. So right now I'm leading a cohort of women through a year-long course called Finding Feminine Flow. And I occasionally do like little one-off immersions to teach this. So if you're interested in this, for anybody listening, I'll have a link in the show notes so you can add your name to the wait list when the next cohort opens up, or just I offer a little one-off. When it comes to the feminine, I think it's really important to define feminine versus masculine. And to also say that we all have feminine and masculine within us. And what you're talking about is the more so of the inner energetic of masculine, feminine, not the outer expression of gender, which I think a lot of people get this really confused. They conflate the two. They think, oh, they're talking about being feminine, but maybe I don't want to dress really feminine, or it has little to do with it. It can be how you present yourself and your gender expression. But what we're talking about here is more so of the expression of the feminine energetic, which I like to define also as like structure and flow. So the feminine energy would be flow and masculine would be structure. So if you think of a body of water, the masculine would be the container for the water, like the land around the water, and the feminine would be the water. It would be like the flow within the structure. When we think about this and our own bodies, we're in our masculine when we are either kind of sitting in stillness or awareness, and we're holding space, or when we are being really direct and going out and like getting something done in the world or doing something with a really strategic, focused mind. So what happens with a lot of women is in order to succeed in the world, they embody a masculine energy because that's what's been valued in society. And also that's kind of the hustle mode, getting things done. That's the masculine. The feminine would be expressing, like showing my, maybe showing my emotions. It's very intuitive. It's very flowy. It's very embodied. If you have a man and a woman and the man is embodying the masculine and the female's embodying the feminine, what's going to end up happening is the man is going to be kind of taken by the feminine's expression. You see this all the time in movies when a male is super taken by the girl that is very expressive and has lots of energy and she's kind of being like silly or just showing her emotions. She's like being full of expression. And the man, when he's in the masculine, is taking her in. He's like watching her. That's him in structure and containment. And that's him being in presence. And the female is flowing within that presence. So, in order to feel like you can move into more of a feminine, I would say the first thing you want to establish is actually an inner structure or containment for your feminine to flow in.
Okay, so explain that to me.
So that would be, I mean, I think a large part of creating a sense of inner masculine within us is an energy of I've got you, I'm taking care of you, and you're safe. Because that's kind of the energy we want from the masculine, especially in like hetero relationships. Is we as women want a man to be like, I've got you, I've got it. Like, that's super sexy.
I know what we're doing. Yeah, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah, just like, I'll take care of it, right? And not in, of course, a domineering way, but just say, like, hey, I've got you.
Yeah.
A lot of times when people start to move into the feminine, the interesting thing I see women doing is they want their partner to do that for them. And there's nothing wrong with that. We want partners that will be like, hey, I've got this. I'm showing up. I'm in integrity. I'm going to take care of this shit. But I think more importantly is creating that within yourself. Because when you have that within yourself, it actually unlocks the feminine I found within you. And it helps you to feel safer within yourself to express your own feminine.
Yeah.
So one of the biggest ways that women don't do this is if they're not listening to themselves and their intuition, if they're not following through on what they really want, if they're not owning their desires, all of that is like a self-abandoning. So they don't have themselves in that case. You know what I'm saying?
So if I felt like I do feel like I have myself to the point where I'm like, yeah, I've got myself. I don't need anyone else to.
Right. So that's like step one. So maybe this isn't you, but I really wanted to say that for the listener that I think
Yeah, that's good to know.
it's important to establish a sense of inner safety. Because what happens if you don't establish the sense of inner safety and then you go headfirst into the feminine is the feminine can feel really chaotic. And if you don't have inner containment for the feminine, it can feel unsafe almost. So like moving into the feminine includes practices of dance, singing. They can be sexual practices. They can be feeling your emotions. The feminine is flow and expression. Like that is what the feminine is. So it's not just a sexual thing. It's like being in the feminine in the world too, is just allowing yourself to be fully expressed.
And open, right?
Yes, with discernment.
Okay.
Because like, let me give you an example. I was doing a feminine practice one time. Hold on, I have to make sure I want to share this. I think, okay, feminine practices are really powerful because what they do is they really drop you into your body. And when you are able to hold that much expression and energy, it's really magnetic. And so, like in past episodes, we were talking about like stage one is unconscious with a relationship. Stage two is where you're like really learning how to converse. And then stage three is very intuitive. Well, stage one, a lot of times what ends up happening is two people are unconscious, and usually those archetypes are in full effect. One person's really being in their masculine, one person's being in their feminine. And that's what the initial attraction is between two people. That's the magnetism. When you get into a relationship and then you move through to stage two is actually a really masculine space because it's like conversing back and forth, negotiating, trying to learn who each other is kind of a masculine thing. And there's less magnetism there. So when you move into stage three, it's usually when One person is now holding the pole of the feminine or a flow, and the other person is holding the pole of the masculine of structure. And that's really magnetic again. So a lot of times when people finally shift or like evolve into stage three is when there's like an attraction between the two people. And all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, we're so attracted to each other again. We can't keep our hands off each other. There's so much magnetism. And that's because you've moved through the three stages, right? And these aren't like people that are in stage three aren't always living in stage three. Sometimes they'll like drop into stage one and be a little unconscious. And sometimes they'll go back to stage two and they'll need to have like a serious conversation where both people are more kind of in a masculine stance, right? So it's a dance. But when you get into stage three and you do this work, which is what the work you're asking me about, which is, hey, how can I move into my feminine? So when like a woman, and again, it doesn't have to be a woman, but just for the ease of the conversation, when a woman really chooses to start to move back into her feminine, and then a man starts to move into his masculine, there's actual practices you have to do to learn that and to move into that. For most people, I would say like 99% of people, you can't just be like, I'm going to be in my feminine and like know what that even means, right? There's embodiment practices. And that's why I lead courses with these big immersions where like I help women move into their body and reconnect with the feminine within them because you have to feel it in your body. These are like embodied practices. So when you start to do them, they're very, very powerful because you start to feel like what you're talking about. You're like, I want to feel my feminine come up and move through me. And it's kind of a static, and it's like, whoa, the energy can feel. The women that take my immersions afterwards, they're like, I feel so alive, I feel electric, I feel on fire. Their sex drives are increasing. They feel more creative in the world. They're more free to express their emotions, and that makes them super magnetic. Okay, but what I mean by discernment is you don't want to, it would, let me put it this way. It would be immature to embody the feminine. I mean, I guess maybe if this is what you want to do, it wouldn't be immature, but you have to be aware of what you're doing. If you move into an embodiment practice where you're embodying the feminine and then you go out into the world, you're going to polarize all the men around you. They're all going to be magnetized to you. So you want to be discerning about if you want to do that and who.
And that's not always a good thing.
And who you want to do it with. Yeah. I mean, well, okay. So the example I was going to give is I did this feminine practice one time. And normally, like when I go out in public, I kind of shield myself energetically. And I'm just like, I'm there to do my thing, whatever it is, like go to the grocery store, right? I'm not there to like have eyes on me. One time I did a feminine practice and I was feeling just really in my body. And I was just feeling really lit up and connected to my sexuality and connected to my body. And I didn't shield myself before walking into the grocery store. I just was feeling that in the car. And I was feeling like, oh, I just feel so good. And like there was a lot of sexual energy.
I'm feeling myself.
Yes, exactly. And like it wasn't to anyone. I was just feeling that, which is the amazing thing about really being in your feminine is like that comes online again and it feels so yummy. Like it feels so juicy. It's like, oh my God, I didn't think I could just feel like this just by myself. How amazing I can feel so yummy and juicy. Well, again, like that can be felt by other people. So even though I literally just like went into the store and started shopping and I started feeling a lot of eyes on me and I would look around and there would be literally like the five men in the produce all looking at me. And I was like, what is happening? And I started feeling, because this never happens to me, because I always have a claimed, like I'm a claimed woman energy. So I don't really get hit on because I don't give off a vibe of I want that. That's a vibe. And I really don't want to give that off. But because I didn't think about it, I just was thinking about how good I felt before I walked in. So I'm walking to the store and I'm noticing I'm walking into an aisle and a man's head is literally like jerking around and looking at me. And this is happening with like all the men. And I'm like, what is happening? And so I get ready to text my partner, something weird is happening at the store. And as I take my phone out, this guy comes around the corner and he's like, hi, I saw you over there in the produce section. And I was like, okay. And he was like, I just had to come over here. I mean, you're just so beautiful. And I was like, thank you. I'm in a relationship. And he was like, okay, but you're just so beautiful. And I was like, thank you. And I like grabbed myself and just walked off. I came back. And when I walked in the door, Tilo immediately felt the energy I was in. And he was like, no wonder everyone was looking at you. Like you have a vibe right now. So I say that just to be like, the feminine energy is open, but you have to be discerning about who you're open to and what you're expressing. So you have to be super conscious
Yeah.
about what you're doing.
There's a time and a place.
Right. And you can be in a feminine energy, but also kind of be like, this is just for me and be energetically shielding. So anyways, that's kind of an advanced thing. But if you do have this masculine containment set up for yourself and you're like, I do have myself, then the next step is, I think the feminine, so much of the feminine is connected to the body.
It's funny you say that because as you were talking, I was thinking of the fact that I never felt my body connected to feminine energy. And so I think because I never felt that, I felt the need to overcompensate with the masculine because I looked at my body as like, you need to do this and you need to do this. Does that make sense? And maybe I'm like way off here, but that's like what I think of.
Being in a flowy feminine energy, really, like, this is why you don't need a female body to be in the feminine.
Yes, exactly.
So essentially, you're just saying, I don't really know how to feel the feminine, but that's not true because you're really emotional.
Now, yeah.
Anytime you're showing emotion, you're in the feminine. Anytime you're feeling emotion, you're in the feminine. Anytime you are performing, you're in the feminine.
Yes, and I think that's why I was so drawn to ballet and dance and Pilates. You know, it allowed me to feel my body.
Yes, but you can do these things also from a masculine energy. For instance, with yoga, being really like, okay, I have to do this pose and then this pose and I have to do it perfectly. That's masculine.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Versus being like, okay, I'm going to let my body just move organically and flow is more feminine.
Which I've never really, I mean, I guess I do sometimes, but it's natural for me to want to control my body
Right.
instead of accept it and receive and nurture it.
Right. So there's so many flavors and aspects of the feminine. So it's hard to say it's just this one thing. And this is why,
Yeah.
my current course, we do a different kind of flavor every month of the feminine because there are so many aspects to the feminine. But I would say in general, like the feminine is open to receiving versus going out there getting, hustling, doing.
Yeah.
The feminine is receptive. I mean, if you just think about sex and the masculine is penetrating and the feminine is receiving. There's so many ways you can start to move into the feminine. One is allowing yourself to receive. So this would be like receiving compliments, allowing other people to do things for you, doing things for yourself and allowing yourself to fully enjoy it and receive it versus thinking about like the next thing you're going to be doing. That's one way to move into the feminine. Another way is to turn on some music and just start to dance organically without needing any structure to it, but just being like, okay, I'm just going to let my body intuitively lead me and I'm going to enjoy my body as I'm moving. It can also be like for a lot of women, moving into their feminine is through their gender expression, through adorning themselves or wearing clothes that make them feel really good in their body. This is also a big part of this work if you have a female body. Is to do healing around your body, is to do healing around your pelvis, or if you've had any sexual trauma, healing that, or any body dysmorphia that you've had, a lot of that can also be part of doing the work of the feminine. It's a lot of these different little things, but as you keep doing many of them, what ends up happening is you can start to let go. And there can start to be a trust and a flow and an ease in your life. And you can start to manifest from a place of receptivity versus manifesting from like a hustle energy. And also, I would say like the main thing that happens is you just feel so much more bliss and joy and pleasure. This is why I got into this work in the first place was I had done a lot of nervous system regulation work and trauma healing and all of that, but I was like, I want deeper pleasure. I want eroticism. I want ecstatic joy. And I couldn't achieve that without moving into my feminine.
I don't know if you can see me right now, but I am crying.
Yeah, why? What's coming up?
I mean, everything you just said, I am very hard on myself and I always have been, and that goes for my body too, and I've pushed that femininity away. I've pushed it just made me realize that this is the major issue in my life because there's a big part of me that doesn't want to heal those things.
What do you mean? Why?
And that is a problem. I just think fear of not being in control.
So you think if you heal those things, it'll equal a loss of control?
Yeah, because those are things that I can control at this moment. And I don't want to say that I don't put on music and dance and feel myself. Like I definitely do. But I think I'm so unstructured in so many parts of my life that if I can structure exactly what my body is, what my emotions are. You said I'm emotional and I am now, but I did not show those emotions for a very long time. I was so good at not crying.
Yeah.
No one would even know that I was upset. And then I would tell myself that I wasn't upset. And I'm getting better at that. I really do let my emotions show now, but that nurturing, watery flow that you are describing, I don't feel any of that in my body right now, or like maybe ever.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, and this is why I say having structure and containment is so important to feel to move into the feminine. You do need to have an established sense of safety. And this is why, working with teachers or and being in certain containers can help. Because if you are with a teacher, like when I am leading these women through embodiment practice, I'm holding containment for them so they feel a sense of safety so they can move into that. There's so much work, I mean, honestly, that goes into reclaiming your feminine. And for almost every woman, especially every woman that has had a career, you also have to let go of some beliefs around. There's a lot of beliefs that limit us from moving into our feminine and feeling like it's not safe or feeling like you're going to lose power or something. Like a lot of women are like, well, I've gained all my power through being the masculine. I don't want to be in the feminine. The feminine is weak.
Yes.
And like one of the main things I taught the women in Finding Feminine Flow at the beginning was like, no, actually the feminine is so fucking powerful. Like the man, and I'm not saying men are less powerful, but this is a good metaphor. So it's like, masculine power is like a sword, like it cuts, it's very strategic. Feminine power is the fucking ocean.
Yeah.
You put a sword and the ocean, which is more powerful? Right? So female power is actually insanely powerful. And but the thing is like you have to feel your own power. And again, that's why it's an embodiment practice and why what I teach with the feminine is like a felt sense, because you have to feel the power in your body to really believe it. But when you can unlock your feminine energy, these women are like they're 100 times more powerful than when they just started in January, you know? But I would say, doing these practices with, okay, you're going to dance, but like doing the dance with a lot of presence.
And it doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah. And just being like, okay, because you can dance, right? But you could dance like mindless.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a feminine practice versus dancing, but being like, I'm going to let my body move because I love my body and I'm just going to like feel what I feel and I'm going to move how my body wants to move. And that's a feminine practice. So you can do so many things, but in this feminine energy of letting it be organic, letting it be flowy, trusting yourself, letting your energy and your power flow through.
Yeah. Oh man.
And anyone listening can do some of those things, and obviously if you're interested in really going into this, get on my wait list. I have to say, like when I started moving into the feminine more, teachers were an integral, necessary part of the journey to do it in a way that felt safe and good to my body. And it was a long road for me because like I have a history of sexual trauma and there was a lot of things that I had to heal in my body for me to feel safe in my body, for me to feel safe in my feminine, like my female body. And then once you can establish safety, then you can start to move into like a yumminess.
Yeah. Wow. I thought I had done so much work when it came to my connection with my body, and I have, but obviously not enough, and there's so much more to do. Yeah. Wow. Okay, so on that note, the oxymoron here, with me at least, is all of that to say, when it comes to actual sexual intimacy, I used to be extremely masculine, and I have since having my children become very feminine. The one place I can release and like receive and find that flow is in intimate situations, but I have pushed the masculine so far away in that aspect. It's like I want to bring balance to both, but it's very unbalanced right now. And I know that that is, especially, in intimacy, you don't want to be the feminine all the time, right? Like you have to have a little bit of masculinity.
Well, some can. Like, it's so case by case dependent.
Okay.
And being the feminine in a sexual setting, it's not like you're not doing anything. You're being really intuitive and expressive, and you're really connected to your partner, and there's like a rhythm between the two of you, but the emphasis is more on like receiving, or I guess I would think of it almost as like a dom sub energy.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
And it doesn't have to be the case, because the feminine can also be crazy. As an example, feminine could be like, thrashing around and pulling her hair and screaming like that could, and the man could be like, whoa, like this is an untamed horse. That can be a masculine feminine dynamic in bed, or it can be like a dom sub kind of situation where one person is definitely more in like the directing energy, whereas the other one's in a flow. The feminine is expressing and moving organically, and I feel like the masculine is tuning into her rhythm and then kind of guiding it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of couples where it's always just the females and the feminine and the males and the masculine, and that's what it is. Like, that's what they prefer. In fact, I would say most women prefer that. They don't want to be the one that's guiding, and the other person is just like the male is being totally receptive while the female is like directing the whole thing, unless they're into that, right? Like, there's some women that like to be doms, for instance.
I used to be, I mean, my whole life until after I had kids.
Yeah.
It's been a dramatic shift. And so it's kind of weird now. I have this feeling of I need to get back there.
I don't think that's true. And I also think that there's seasons.
Yeah.
Part of being in the feminine is tuning into what your body wants and what also feels good for your partner. And like maybe sometimes having a, conversation about it. But like there's it's never wrong, I guess is what I'll say.
Yeah.
I think that feels like it's maybe more of your brain, like, wait, why aren't I like I used to be? And it's like,
Yes.
my bet is that, and here's the thing I've seen. Oh my God, I totally fall into this category as just like pretty much every woman I work with is like, we don't trust ourselves enough in bed and what we want and what we need. For instance, so many women thinking like, I should have sex with my partner, so I'm going to, even though I'm not really feeling it. The feminine should never open unless the feminine feels ready.
Yes, wants to. Yes.
Yeah. And when you do that, when you force yourself to be intimate, when your body isn't ready, that's like a trauma. You're like traumatizing yourself every time you do that. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times I did it. So many.
Oh, amen. Yeah.
Like so many. And what happens when we do that as women again and again and again is our body starts to feel like this isn't safe. And then when we actually do want to open and we do want to have sex, there's a little part of our body that's like, this isn't safe because I don't know what you're going to force me to do. So when you start to own, no, this is where I'm at. I don't feel like it, or this is what my body wants, and you really own that. It's crazy how much your body will actually open in like a way that feels really good and juicy because you've shown your body that you have it and that you will not self-abandon, and that if you don't want to do something, you're not going to do it. And your nervous system responds to that. If your nervous system believes that you're going to look out for it, it starts to relax and unwind. And then sexual dynamics feel totally different.
And do you find that people who tend to lead with a certain, masculine or feminine in outside of the bedroom life tend to lead with the different one in the bedroom? Or because I feel, I exude to the public my masculine when I'm in the bedroom, I'm feminine more, but I'd like to bring balance to both. Is that something that is common?
I think it's really common. This is why, like, I remember on that show Billions, one of the lead characters, he was this district attorney, and then his wife was like a dom, or sometimes he would go see a dom because he was so high powered in his life that he wanted to shift into that sub energy to find balance, right? So I think that's a fine and healthy thing to do if you feel like in the world you're really exuding like a certain type of energy or archetype to want to shift into that and play in bedroom dynamics to like find that inner balance within you. However, I found that my life started feeling a lot more full and fulfilling and yummy when I allowed myself to move into the feminine in a lot of my life versus just in the bedroom. I needed to reclaim my feminine and be in the feminine, be in that flowy feminine, intuitive, expressive energy more than just when I was having sex. Like I wanted to feel that in a lot of my life. And when I started doing that, my life got so much richer and I felt so much more nourished and energized in my life. So it's like when I'm on, for instance, like this podcast, or when I'm holding containers for my students, or when I'm leading something, I'm always in a masculine energetic. But a lot of times, like I'll get off and then I'll go do a feminine embodiment practice. And then I'll be like flowing around my house and being super expressive or silly, or, like I'm super in the feminine when I'm not actually like in work mode. And then sometimes also when I'm in work mode, I'm able to maintain the feminine and just like create from a super organic, feminine, flowy energy. So I think that trying to move into the feminine in your day-to-day life is probably ultimately what you're looking for, and you're going to feel the most nourished in doing that. Again, in the bedroom, I don't think balance is necessary in a sex life. I think if you feel balanced internally in your own masculine and feminine, then you can go into the bedroom and express whatever the fuck you want. You don't, it doesn't need to be like a balanced exchange in the bedroom.
I love that. I love that. I agree.
And I feel like right now, if you're craving like, oh, I really want to be in the feminine in bed, that's for a reason. You should honor that. Like you shouldn't overthink it and think, I really should be in the masculine, because like it will shift for you organically when it's time. Like when you start desiring, if and when you start desiring to move more into the masculine in bed, you'll feel that. And then you'll be able to be like, oh, all of a sudden, this is what I want. And so that's what I mean by like trusting yourself, trusting what you want and not trying to talk yourself out of it.
Amen. Yes. Wow. Ooh, I feel like I just did a course.
Awesome. Do you feel like you have some things you can take away from that and like feel into and play with?
I do 100%. And this is a subject that I'm feeling needs to be a priority for me in this next season. It will be the summer of feeling into the feminine because that is what I have craved for a very long time. So,
I will say for me, it was the thing I prioritized the least,
yes, me too.
but it was also the thing that made the biggest shift.
And I feel that just from, this isn't a topic that you and I talk about often, but I feel the feminine in you. And just like feeling that and the change, I feel that shift in you, and that's something I've wanted, and this has made me get very clear on what I really need to work on.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. Thank you.
Yes, and you'll have to take my next feminine course.
I know. I know. When are you offering it again?
I don't know. I mean, I've had a lot of women reach out that have wanted to do like, kind of a weekend thing. So I'm sure in 2025, I will offer at least like a little weekend immersion. And the cool thing about doing that is you have some practices, like some actual guided practices that you can walk away with. So
Yeah.
again, for everybody listening, just get on that wait list and I'll let you know when it opens.
I'll see you in class, listeners.
If you liked today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit and leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.